Time to talk about food. New recipes, a few cooking tips, maybe a new wine to try. I'm Tonia King, and thanks for tuning in to Tonia's Kitchen. Le Creuset has a new cookbook out, and I got to chat with Nate Collier from Le Creuset about one of the classic recipes in the book.
This book was really developed to kind of bring some of the more rustic, hearty peasant dishes to life for today's taste, but also take some of the more intimidating technique of some kind of higher-end French cooking down to an approachable level so people feel confident in cooking these recipes. And that's what these recipes do. So traditionally, a coq au vin would have been a humble peasant dish, you know, the old rooster that was cooked low and slow in a robust regional red wine to kind of maybe cover up that gamey flavor of the older bird.
Right.
We've updated that a little bit, of course, you know, with the regular fresh chicken, but we use a sparkling wine instead of a red wine. So the coq au vin mousseau recipe, it's still nice and rich and hearty and warming for these fall months that are coming up, but it's got some beautiful bright flavors from the sparkling wine. Sparkling wine's not just for celebrations. You can cook with it and bring some amazing new flavors to a traditional dish.
What other herbs or anything did you add to that dish?
It's braised with some parsnips and some bay leaf, and then it's cooked low and slow, but then at the end, finish the sauce with a little bit of creme fraiche and some fresh dill, just to kind of highlight those kind of fresh, crisp flavors of the sparkling wine. Take a rich and hearty dish, just make it a little tiny bit lighter than the traditional coq au vin, and the fresh dill at the end really does bring out some amazing notes.
Find out more at toniaskitchen.com, and be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram.